President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill imposes new lifetime borrowing caps of $100,000 for graduate degrees and $200,000 for professional degrees. And some Connecticut nurses say this new plan could make an already tough job even tougher. That's not to mention that we already have a real crisis with recruiting and retaining nurses and just healthcare workers in particular. We have a real shortage of them here and across the country. We spoke about this more with Dr. Carl Mingus, Dean of the College of Health Professions at Sacred Heart University, also visiting professor for the University of New Haven.
First of all, you know, talk about obviously the multi-layer impact we are seeing on certainly nursing students, healthcare workers in general. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's hugely impactful to reduce borrowing limits because, frankly, we're already facing, you know, a nationwide shortage of nurses and other healthcare professionals. And programs I oversee, like physician assistant or occupational therapy, physical therapy, athletic training, speech language pathologist, these are all allied health professionals that that serve a great need in our community. And if they don't have adequate pathways to help support their education, they may not go into these fields. And, you know, the biggest challenge there is that it's really going to exacerbate already workforce shortage issues that exist within the state and the region. And that's detrimental to the health in Connecticut and beyond, because we'll have people that, frankly, just will not obtain these degrees because of the cost. And as you can imagine, you know, as the world gets more complex, we need even more better trained individuals to serve the health needs of our country, and to not be able to have, like I said, pathways to afford their education, you know, is problematic.
There was also something, I think, wasn't it in November that there was a change in the status for like accredited programs that was also impacting nurses?
Yeah. So they changed, several of the graduate level programs, including nursing and all the ones I already described, to be no longer considered professional degrees. And what this did was it minimized the borrowing limits of a graduate program from $200,000 to a maximum of $100,000 of unsubsidized federal loans that they can only seek right now at $20,500 per year. So this has drastic ramifications for some graduate programs that are over $100,000. And these include, you know, doctoral level programs predominantly, as well as, you know, physician assistant and other programs that have a very that are very expensive to run. You know, the idea of doing this was that this would help put on pressure on universities to lower their tuition costs. It's not something that we've seen yet across the board as a result of this, of these rule changes. But what has happened is that we've experienced a number of students that, you know, have concerns because they are no longer able to get federal loans with favorable interest rates and are relying on the private market. You know, Connecticut's been creative. They've sort of invested in a program that's sort of similar to the Grad Plus loans that was offered at the federal level that could be offered to state residents. It will be a little selective, which could be problematic. But look, it's one step in the right direction to address what's done federally and create a state-based response. You know, the university and multiple other professional associations have argued for and advocated for getting the professional nomenclature back into their name, which would increase the borrowing limits from unsubsidized loans that have, again, generally more favorable interest rates. And it's also a good deal for the government, right? These are people that are going to go into the field and fill these workforce shortages. You know, we get calls every day at Sacred Heart from a career perspective looking for students for nursing or PT or occupational therapy, et cetera. And we just don't have enough to give to our community partners. So if you turn off the spigot, there's going to be even fewer folks that we can refer. So the change to the professional designation and thereby the reduced amount of federal loans that can be borrowed could have large ramifications. And also, these are not programs that are cheap to run. The margins are not amazing, right? They're very expensive because to really adequately train someone to be an effective nurse or an effective PA and train them to be of high quality, you need to invest in faculty, facilities, training equipment, the clinical experience. It's multifaceted, and you can't just stick 100 students in a room with one instructor and call it a day. These are not programs that are like that. They're incredibly expensive to run. So, you know, it begs the question of how could we reduce the tuition cost to make it more affordable for students? Of course, we're exploring scholarships and things of that nature, but, you know, it's not something that we could do overnight and still have a viable program that's of highest quality.
We're chatting with Dr. Carl Mingus, Dean of the College of Health Professions at Sacred Heart University, also visiting professor for the University of New Haven. And we're talking about the ongoing nursing and really healthcare worker shortage that we're seeing in our nation, including right here in Connecticut. And it seems like it's going to be even tougher to fill those roles with recent changes from Washington, a new lifetime borrowing cap for graduate degrees and professional degrees. And so I wanted to continue the conversation with you, Dr. Mingus. First of all, Senator Richard Blumenthal says he wants to raise the issue in the Senate when it considers the extension of the health care tax credits. Do you think that would help at all?
Yes, absolutely. You know, putting more pressure on the federal government to either, you know, change the status for nursing, you know, PPOT, speech, all of the other allied health professions to professional status, which they are professionals serving a professional need, would help to also increase unsubsidized loan limits. And you know, the other option is, can we change the unsubsidized loan amount if the designation of professional is no longer warranted? Mind you, you know, theology is now considered a professional degree, which I think is interesting. And of course, medicine and dentistry, but, you know, nursing and PA and others belong right in that same category.
I totally agree. My mom was a registered nurse for over 22 years and my sister is a physical therapist. And, I mean, when that status changed, take politics out of it. I think it's a real slap in the face to the healthcare industry. I don't know anybody who thinks that hospitals or anywhere is running functionally, especially after we came out of the pandemic, without nurses, without people. And I mean, I had a son who was speech delayed. I mean, to have speech pathologists, to have, you know, it is shocking to me. That was a real gut punch, I think, honestly.
Yes, for sure. It was for everyone. I mean, it's, because it's a perception of value. You know, if you change a degree status, you're affecting the perceived value of this education and training that's received.
Totally.
And then therefore the programs might feel like less rigorous or prestigious, and this could deter students from pursuing them, aligned with high costs because of the need to borrow from private loans as opposed to federal loans, you know, and you're already exacerbating workforce shortage.
When I hear something like so logical like that, do you think that the reason they would change that is because it is so insanely expensive to go to college and maybe it shouldn't be that way? Like, if we really need healthcare workers, do you think it is a way to threaten systems to bring the prices down in some way or to find ways to get people their degrees without having to go to school for many years and paying, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars? Like, could that be the reason they would change the status? I don't know.
Well, look, these are graduate programs. Like, they require graduate degrees per accreditation standards, per Medicare to bill for later on, right? Like there's lots of reasons why a student could not go to a certificate program or a vocational program to study physical therapy, for example, or nursing, right? So they are by necessity always going to be graduate level programs. The cost of them, like I said before, you know, they're expensive programs to run. Mm-hmm. There's not much that we can do to put downward pressure on our university or others to try to reduce the tuition. We already know that they're expensive. We invest in scholarships and work with our partners in advancement to try to make the opportunity greater, especially, you know, if there's students who are coming from backgrounds where they may not have had the opportunity to go in the profession to begin with. And so you know, we do what we can with our community partners and friends and donors of the university to try to meet the need. But that's not going to satisfy it for everyone. The reality is they're just expensive programs to run. And by doing this, it's not going to help to lower the tuition costs in a lot of ways, just because, you know, again, there's not much room for us to move. So by implementing the legislation that Senator Blumenthal suggested is, I think, a really creative and smart way to align political interests with what the needs are to increase the healthcare workforce in the state.
Dr. Carl Mingus, I wish I had an hour to talk to you. I have so much more to ask you. Unfortunately, I'm being told I have to go. So okay. I would love to have you back on the show, though, at some point. I would love to continue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about the partnerships and creativity to address some of the challenges we're facing today. So could absolutely be happy to speak about those elements.